Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Baltimore Ravens, 10-6, first in the AFC North. The Joe Flacco era in Baltimore is over. The Ravens now officially belong to second-year QB Lamar Jackson, who's already led head coach John Harbaugh to yet another AFC North crown.
Every year's tough. I mean, we've had rough games against the Bengals. We've had rough games against the Steelers. We've had rough games against the Browns. And we've been fortunate enough to come on the winning end of those, but it's the same old AFC North to me.
The additions of Mark Ingram and rookie wideout Marquise Brown look to boost the offense, while the defense lost vets C.J. Mosley, Terrell Suggs, and Eric Weddle. Does Jackson's progression continue, or does he struggle like so many other running quarterbacks?
All right, so a lot of moving parts on the roster. Some big names gone. Earl Thomas there as well. Some big names in. Let's get with our buddy who we haven't had on in a little bit. I know he's probably still miserable over his Orioles, who are still horrendous. Last time we had him on, they were horrendous. They're still horrendous. One of the good guys I've always liked, Rob Long, co-host the Big Bad Morning Show. He's on in Baltimore, of course, 105.7 The Fan. What's up, Rob? How you been, man? You good?
Man, see how you treat me?
What?
It's been like forever since you had me on, and your lead in is my Orioles. Man, see how you do, Brandon? Let me talk to Tiki.
Hey, what's up, bro?
But you also ignore
that guy.
But he ignores the positive. I said you're one of our favorites. I said I've known you a long time. I mean, you just reach for the bad stuff. That's on you, not me, man.
My O's, man. Come on, man.
Come on, they're a doormat, please. Let's get to your Ravens. Wow. Lamar Jackson. Tiki and I have had him on the show a few times. We both like him. We both think that he eventually can mature into an efficient passer. Where is he right now? Do you share that belief?
Let me go backwards before I come forward. Lamar Jackson was a guy that ran the football a lot last year because, as you know, Tiki, backup quarterbacks don't take snaps in practice.
No.
After training camp,
that's right.
After the preseason, he was relegated to holding and watching. That was it. So imagine how disastrous last year would have been when you go to Lamar Jackson if he didn't have the phenomenal ability to run. Look at the guy's college career. He's a guy that can run the ball if he has to, but he can throw the football. I mean, if you look at his numbers last year, we talk about this guy completing fewer than 40%, 50% of his passes. He completed 58% of his passes with a passer rate of mid-80s. Those are Joe Flacco career numbers. I mean, he's going to be an efficient quarterback. He's not Drew Brees. He never will be Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
But with him at the helm, I'm a basketball coach. Imagine defending having to watch ball and man on a football field.
Yeah.
That's what it is with Lamar Jackson. You've got to watch ball and man. So his windows are going to be a little bit wider than most other quarterbacks because he's going to have receivers wide open because you have to watch the ball. You have to know where the football is because if he goes, it's trouble. So now you have guys not on the basketball court but now on the football field having to watch ball and man.
Yeah, that makes it hard.
On the football field.
Yeah, you know what?
You have to defend like basketball against Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, right. Usually you can ignore the quarterback if it's like a bootleg or something. Forget the quarterback. Go after the guy he potentially handed off to. And if he runs, we'll catch up to him. You're not catching up to Lamar Jackson if you got fooled for half a second. But, you know, let me ask you this, Rob, because last year their run game wasn't just Lamar Jackson. I mean, they were averaging 300 yards a game. It felt like you're watching college.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, seriously. It felt like you're watching college football. And it wasn't like it was world beaters. I know Gus Edwards and Ken Dixon had some good seasons, but they add Mark Ingram. What's the run game going to look like this year? Is it going to be, potentially better than it was last year?
Let's go back to Lamar Jackson. The running game was horrendous before you put him at quarterback.
That's
but
great
now
point.
You have to have one, sometimes two guys watching number eight. So now they can't go fly at the football at the would-be ball carrier, the running back. You know, you actually have to have an account. So before you can react to the actual ball carrier, he's already got 2-3 yards on you. So it's going to be even better with Mark Ingram. I think he's going to add, he's going to solidify the run game even more, because I think a lot of what you saw the success of the run game was the fact that number eight, look at the numbers in the first nine games or so before Lamar versus with Lamar. It was completely different, because now, again, everybody, he is a legitimate playmaker with his arm and with his legs, so you have to have an account for him. 11 guys can't key on the ball carrier on running downs. Somebody has to have an account for Lamar Jackson, and often that guy's in the middle of the field, which means now he's slow to react to the ball. A lot of what you saw was defenders reacting, and when you react on defense too late, then you're giving up 5-6 yards of carry.
Yeah, right? You're going to get gashed. I mean, there's no way. You can't make up that speed. I got you.
Make it up.
Yeah. I got to get back, though. And you know I love my basketball, so I appreciate your basketball analogy. And I followed on Facebook for almost a decade. I mean, I know you coach the girls, and you're a good coach. I know you love your hoop, so I appreciate where you're coming from. But it's ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. Because in the NBA, now if this was the 80s, you could hurt people and you could smash them down the lane. The basketball analogy goes out the window for me when you have to acknowledge, number one, how thin he is from the waist down, back to Lamar Jackson. I mean, Rob, you talk like he's going to be running for 5, 6, 7 years. If he does, he's going to get hurt. There is every example that points to him not being able to sustain it as a runner. It's just going to happen. He's going to get hurt, God forbid.
I'll sing you the sound. He said yesterday he wants to throw the ball 25, 30 times a game.
Well, that's not good for the Ravens, though.
Well, it does, because a lot of it is run-pass option. So if he understands the offense better now versus last year, Brandon, a lot of what you saw last year was a guy who did not really understand the offense because he didn't practice the offense. This year, now he knows where the receivers are supposed to be, so him getting rid of the football is a lot quicker. Trust me, look at his college numbers. He wants to throw the football.
Yeah.
He didn't throw the football a lot last year because he didn't understand it. And if he didn't have his ability to run the football, it would have been a disaster. This team would have finished out the last two or three games with Joe Flacco after Kansas City. But because he had the ability to improvise, now this year he won't have to improvise as much.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll throw the football. A lot of those runs that you saw last year, this year is going to be passes, because he'll get rid of the football a lot quicker. And you heard the owner say it.
Mm-hmm.
You heard Lamar say it. You heard Greg Roman say it. He's going to throw the football more because he has a better. I saw him in training. You hear the guys talk about training camp. You saw him in the preseason. Him actually redirecting people and putting them where they're supposed to be. Why? Because it's no longer a quarterback taking over an offense that didn't exist. Because that offense didn't exist before he took over.
I can't wait to see it.
Quarterback who's taking command of his offense.
I can't wait to see it. I really hope you're right. We're talking to Rob Long, of course. Rob, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, talking about the Ravens.
You know, Rob, we know Robert Griffin is out with a fracture in his thumb. He could return by week one, but I'm really more interested because I saw him play a couple of these preseason games in Trace McSorley.
You're not about to talk about my boy now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my dude.
I believe he's your dude, but what role could he potentially have on this team? Could we see him use like Taysom Hill is used down in New Orleans?
Nail on the head. That's who he is.
Yeah.
For the first
not as big.
Years of his career, that's who he'll be.
Yeah.
I love him at Penn State, by the way. I love him. I drove to Happy Valley twice just to see him play. And this was without Saquon Barkley. This was after Barkley left.
Yeah.
I love Trace McSorley. And here's a guy that, keep in mind, when he came out of Virginia, he was a guy that only had, I believe, one or two major quarterback offers. Everything else was for defense because he's that type of football. He's a football player who plays quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think he can play some special teams. That's going to be his role. The Ravens would have been the dress three quarterbacks probably because of his ability to play other places.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a guy that helps them out tremendously. I think down the road, maybe his second contract, he'll be a quarterback for either the Ravens or somebody else. If Lamar doesn't work out, he's plan B.
Yeah.
If Lamar works out, he's plan A for someone else. He's a lot like how we saw the Ravens quarterback situation with Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor was plan B for Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco worked out, so Tyrod got a job in Buffalo. I think that Trace McSorley is the same guy. He's a guy that's going to develop over this first contract as an NFL quarterback. If Lamar doesn't work out, he's plan B.
Yeah.
If Lamar does work out, he's quarterbacking for another team.
Yeah.
I love Trace McSorley.
That's a good take on him, and I think a lot of people believe that he can find that kind of role. Let's finish here, Rob, with the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, they lost some of their big time players. Suggs is gone. Weddle is gone. You heard this, on the
CJ Mosley, linebacker, went to the Jets. Gone.
You heard this on the intro piece. The defense sustained them last year. They made the playoffs last year in large part. Obviously, Lamar's legs, but also on the defense. Are they as good defensively, or will there be a little bit of a step back from the heights that they've been at the last couple of years?
One of the things that was missing on the things that they lost Tavon Young to an injury. He may be out for the season.
Ooh.
That's huge because the Ravens boasted what could have been one of the best secondaries in the National Football League. As sacrilegious as it sounds, and I feel dirty saying this, I hope the FCC doesn't get on me about this. Terrell Suggs may not be a loss. I know that's dirty. That's probably not good for radio. Terrell Suggs may not be a loss. If you look at the last seven games of the year, I believe he may have had one sack, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Not a big loss.
His impact wasn't as strong.
Weddle was a huge loss, to be honest with you, because he couldn't cover. I think now going out and getting Earl Thomas, it allows Tony Jefferson to play the true safety position that he's able to play, because now Earl Thomas can be that center fielder, so to speak. I think the only question mark for a loss is C.J. Mosley. C.J. Mosley, if you look at film, he struggled in pass pro. That's the reason why the Ravens didn't go all out to try to re-sign him financially, because he was bad against the pass.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good. So he was outstanding in run defense. He was a great presence. But that's the only guy that I really think they may have lost in on the defensive side of the football. The Ravens' biggest question mark is whether or not they can get to the quarterback. They went out and got Pernell McPhee, a guy that they didn't want when he became a free agent in Baltimore, and now, what, 4 years later, he's back. I question whether that is it. The key is Matthew Judon. Matthew Judon bumped his gums a lot last year, guys, before the season started, saying, well, lead the league in sacks. That did not happen. I don't even think he led the team in sacks.
Wow.
So he has to step up and be a guy that can get to the quarterback. They can't always scheme up rushing the passer. They have to find natural pass rushers. You have some guys that could step up and be those guys. But if they don't find that guy on this defense, they're going to struggle. If they constantly have to scheme up ways to get to the quarterback, it's going to leave that secondary vulnerable. And that's the biggest question mark. The two biggest question marks on this entire football team is offensive line and whether or not they can put their hands on a quarterback. And if they can't do it, the Ravens defense will struggle this year.
Yeah, we got to go, but those are two big questions.
Right.
Can you protect the quarterback, and can you get to the other team's quarterback? Not little things, but Ravens usually find a way to piece together good seasons. Coach Long, good having you back on the show, brother. Miss you, man.
Always, man. You guys are the guy. I love you, too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.